Rav Chaim Brisker asks, what is the difference between the mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim, which we are obligated every day of the year, Laman Tiskers Yoim Tzeischa Me'eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yemei Chayecha, and the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, that is exclusive to the night of Pesach? So Rav Chaim explains, Pesach night we recount the story of the Exodus by the Seder Derech Shala Etshuva in a question and answer format, and we are encouraged not to be succinct, but rather elaborate on the evolution of the story. Maschel Begnus V'Sayim B'Shvach. We must first recount the not so glorious past of our ancestors and then conclude with their praise. So what parsha do we use to recount the history of Yetzias Mitzrayim? So we would think, Parsha Shemois Ve'era and Boy, the parshas of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But oddly enough, the Agada uses the parsha of Bakurim, found in Parshas Kisavei. So what's the connection between Yetzias Mitzrayim and Parshas Bakurim? And perhaps we can answer this question with an incredible idea from Reb Huttner. When a farmer brings his Bakurim, his first fruits, up to the Beis HaMikdash, he makes a rather lengthy declaration, and he talks about our history in Mitzrayim. His first words are, V'nisa v'amarta lifnei Hashem elokecha. V'nisa v'amarta, and he replies, and he says. The question is, what is he replying to? Who ever asked him any questions? So what is the word v'nisa doing here? Says Rav Huttner, when Moshe Rabbeinu approached Kal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, he told them, I have great news for you. V'avesi eschem el ha'aretz. I will liberate you from Mitzrayim and take you to the land of Eretz Yisrael. How did Kal Yisrael react? Loi shamu el Moshe. Kal Yisrael did not listen to Moshe. Why? Mikoytze ruach. They were under duress, in mavoy de kasha, back-breaking labor. So even though it would have been beneficial for them to listen to Moshe, they didn't. Why not? The Meshech Chachma explains, when people are under pressure, when they're being tormented, it's hard to talk to them about their long-term destiny and the idea of having their own land. Says Rav Huttner, now years later, when this farmer is already settled in Eretz Yisrael, and he has his own farm, and he's living a life of prosperity, he comes up to the Beis HaMikdash and he says, way back then, when my forefathers were in Mitzrayim, and they were told good news, Vaveisi Eschem Ela Aretz, they didn't respond. They ignored Moshe. So now I'm here to respond. V'nisa v'amarta. I'm responding on behalf of my ancestors in Mitzrayim, because they did not respond. And I'm now recounting the entire history of the Galus in Mitzrayim. And how am I responding? I'm here to rectify the original Vahavesi, the Vahavesi Eschem El Aretz. So the two Vahavesis are intrinsically linked. The farmer says, I'm not only thanking you for Vahavesi Esrashis Pri Adama, for my first produce of the season, but I'm also thanking you for the Vahavesi Eschem El Aretz, for freeing my ancestors from the bondage of Mitzrayim. Because I realize that if not for the miracle of Yetzias Mitzrayim all those years ago, I would have never had the opportunity to own land in Eretz Yisrael and all the other amenities that I now enjoy. So now we understand the connection between the Nusach of the Agada and the Parsha of Bikurim. The Parsha of Bikurim is teaching us the depth and the significance of Akaras HaTov. When someone does you a favor, you have to recognize all future benefits that will result because of the kindness that this person performed on your behalf. And I'll give you an example. Many times we'll be at a simcha and a grandfather will get up to speak. I want to thank Hashem publicly for all the miracles He's done for me and for saving me from the Nazis Yimach Shemam all those years ago. Why is he talking about a war that occurred 70 years ago? It's this same idea. Now that he sees that his children and grandchildren are all leading lives of Torah and mitzvahs, so he's not only grateful for being zoiche to have nachas from the bar mitzvah boy today, but he's also expressing gratitude for all the miracles that happened to him many decades earlier that enabled the simcha in the first place. And this brings to mind an incredible story that I heard recently. It's about a nurse in a hospital in Boston. In the middle of her shift, she went into cardiac arrest and collapsed. All the doctors came running to try to save her life. They employed all types of methods, but to no avail. After 20 minutes of trying, they gave up and declared her dead. There was a young Jewish man by the name of Mr. Rosenberg, who was there visiting a patient in the hospital. He was an EMT, and he witnessed the whole commotion. after all the doctors walked away from this now deceased woman, he said, "Let me try my luck," and starts working on her. After shocking her 3 times, the hospital staff tells him, "Why are you wasting your time? Don't you see that it's over?" But he wasn't deterred. He kept on going. 5 minutes later, he screams, "We have a pulse!" And they rush her into the ICU. A week later, she was transferred out of the ICU into a room in the hospital. A few days later, she was released from the hospital altogether. When she regained her strength, she asked to see the person that saved her life. At first, Mr. Rosenberg hesitated. He said, "I don't need her, thank you." But then he thought, "Because I wear a yarmulke and everything that it represents, I'll go there and make a Kiddush Hashem." He goes to her home, and she tells him something so incredible. "Telling you thank you for saving my life is not sufficient enough. You tell someone thank you for holding the door for you, or for picking up an item you dropped. Here is how I will express my gratitude. For the rest of my life, every day when I wake up in the morning, I will say, 'Thank you, Mr. Rosenberg, for granting me another day of life.' When I see my children's face in the morning, I will say, 'Thank you, Mr. Rosenberg.' When I see them coming off the bus in the evening, I will say, 'Thank you, Mr. Rosenberg.' When they get married and I walk them down the aisle, I will say, 'Thank you, Mr. Rosenberg, for making this moment possible.'" What a lesson in Hakaras HaTov. Pesach night, as we sit around the table and say Nishmas with our family, we take a moment to reflect on all the kindness and all the chasadim that Hashem performs for us on a daily basis that made this extraordinary moment possible. And now, we know. Have a wonderful day.